Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take charge of your account and energy usage. Download the MyMTE app. It's available for free on iOS and Android. Get it from the App Store and improve your energy habits and manage your account, even report outages. MyMTE app. State Representative Mike Sparks joins us from the sick bay here this morning. Mike, you sound even worse than you normally do.
I know, Brian, man. I come down with something last week, and it's that C word. I never thought I'd catch it, but that's what the doctor told me. So he said, stay away from everybody for the next, 5 days. So today would be my last day of, I guess, quarantine. But then my wife got sick, but she's got different symptoms. So just I want to advise folks to wash your hands and drink plenty of liquids and don't catch what I've got. And I think I got it from my intern who also worked for WGNS. I hope she's not listening right now. But she was in bad shape when she was at St. Thomas for, I think, for almost a week. It was really bad for her, but that was about a month ago. And but, you were sick, what, last week or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, last week I had really bad sore throat and things of that nature, and I just thought it was cold or sinus and whatnot, and it finally got to the point where I went to the doctor, and they tested me for everything, and I had a flu shot, and said, well, I haven't had anybody that had the flu shot come down with the flu, so and it was negative on COVID, but by the time I got my test results about a day and a half after that, and my symptoms were already getting better, but I in fact had the flu, apparently, so.
Yeah, well, I went over that AFC, American Family Care, right there across from Stonecrest Medical Center, and behind Hickory Falls Restaurant, and Dr. Jonathan Head over there, nice guy, and he told me, I'll see you in 4 years, because it's like, I'll see you every 4 years, he says. So hopefully I won't see him another 4 years, but folks don't want to catch this stuff.
Yeah, why was it that you thought that you would never catch COVID, huh?
I just, I try to exercise a little bit. I try to, eat right a little bit. I don't know. I just don't really get sick. Like, this is the only time I've ever, missed session. And, I feel guilty. People are calling me, hey, where you at? What's going on? But even the Democrats were checking on me, So that was nice, And
you think they're thinking there might be an open seat there in Smyrna sometime?
they may be plotting. No, some of them are some pretty good. Some of them are some good people. They really are, But it is nice to be at least missed, a lot of things going on in the world, a lot of issues and problems and hope, But speaking of hope, I like what I got to share in committee with our comptroller, what the Trump administration and what Elon Musk is doing with the new Department of Government Efficiency, and asking what we can do to make our state run a little bit more efficient. And a lot of them think that we're in pretty good shape. I mean, even the treasurer got up, not the treasurer, but the Secretary of State, Trey Hargett, getting. He picked up on my questions, and he just said, Representative, he says, I have the same staffing levels that I did in 2009. So, he's doing more or less, and I think those are the times we're getting into, and is to try to be more efficient when we're going to start seeing cuts from the federal government, from other areas. But one person I want to thank, two people's, I'm seeing, Joe Carr and Shane McFarland work good together, and some commissioners. And, man, this landfill, I don't have all the knowledge about it, but I know it's a huge concern. So just shout out to them for working well together. It seems like folks are working well, and I like that they had formed that more of a working task force. And I think we need to do that with the school situation. 70% of our budget is county budget is schools, and just try to get creative. and try to do more or less like the governor spoke about at his State of the State address last week.
You know, I was. It's interesting that you mentioned the school piece of that, because there has been some news on that particular front. You know, the county school system began additions to Riverdale, Oakland, and Smyrna at the same time. The Smyrna addition is open and they're in it. Riverdale and Oakland are scheduled to maybe be in by August. That's the plan at this point. But construction has been much slower in Murfreesboro, and somewhere around $2 million in additional fees and things of that nature in the city of Murfreesboro. And I know Robert Stevens has mentioned, if why are we adding on taxpayer, you know, fees and all of that kind of thing. And you know, $2 million is a lot of money.
Well, it is. That's one, and hats off for Robert, you know, for tackling that. You know, I read a quote the other day by Reagan that said, there's no limit to the amount of good you can do if you don't care who gets the credit. And, you know, I think many times there's lack in leadership, with excessive pride and ego. And, you know, I've shared that with Dr. Urban, with MTSU, Dean of College of Business. Now he's Dean Emeritus now. And other older leaders, you know, they seem to agree with my assessment that there's more lack of communication, lack of working together. At least I see that. I've even reached out to UT, was it MTAS, for directions, just see what can you do to help folks really work better together. And if Robert's got a great idea, let's roll with it. If Pettus Reed's got a great idea, let's roll with it. If Anthony Johnson, let's roll with it. If it's the dude that runs Slick Big, what's his name? You know, if he's got a great idea, let's roll with it. And, I like this WTVF covered, that little homeschool, I think it was called Blooming Farms or something like that. And I thought, well, I wasn't familiar with it. I sent them a message this morning. It's just a handful of students, but it was almost like a mini school. And I thought, man, what if we could have these little centers of innovation of mini schools? The ratio was 8-1, you know, teachers. And I just thought it was awesome. I mean, what if we could replicate that? But there's so many issues, and people have to communicate. That's what I liked about Bob Spivey. I remember Bob Spivey, who I consider a mentor, who encouraged me to run for office. I remember him telling me, he said, I'm going to take that old hospital in Inner Springs, and I'm going to turn it into a police department and a court. And I thought, I used to think he was full of it. And Bob made it happen. He said, I'm going to bring a college to Smyrna. And he made it happen, Motlow College. I remember telling him, I'm going to develop this. It was Target and Starbucks, and we had just done a little business deal. I was just 33 and wasn't even in no elect position, and he overpaid me. He said, I'm going to do all this. And I thought, nah, I didn't believe him, but he was a true visionary, and he didn't think conventional methods. He did think outside the box, and I think that's what the governor, Governor Bill Lee, is kind of alluding to with his State of the State address last week about just trying to be innovative and creative. And, you know, because the amount of money we're continuing to invest in education and other areas, we've got to do more or less, no doubt.
Yeah. State Representative Mike Sparks is joining us. On that school deal, the construction at Oakland was like almost $62 million, $56 million at Riverdale, $38 million at Smyrna, and by the time it's all said and done, it's about another $1 million for Riverdale and Oakland because of the permits and government requirements and things. So I mean, you're just taking taxpayer money from one place to pay for fees and taxes somewhere else. So I just found that interesting. But I mean, those three additions alone, I mean, what was it, 80 something million that we built Rockville for, and now an addition costs 61 or 62 million. Yes. So
well, you look at Stewart's Creek, the whole project they did, year 12 years ago, whatever it's been. I guess it's been 12 years ago. And they built, if I'm not mistaken, all three schools and the land was $80 million. Now, I could be off. Shout out to Trey Lee and Harry Gill and others back in that day that was serving. As far as I know, Smyrna worked well with them. I remember there was a little squabble for a little bit over getting sewer out there, but they were able to work it out. But my understanding, the next high school is projected to be what, 180, 185, and it was $95 million just 4 short years ago. And I know COVID's affected a few things, but I wouldn't have think it affected that much. I mean, Representative Rudd even had brought that up about the high increase in cost. That's really unsustainable.
Well, and another thing, the school bus driver's contract is up, and I mean, we're talking about maybe $30+ million extra, on top of that, of what has been there just for transportation. Money doesn't grow on trees, apparently.
No, it doesn't. and speaking of school, I've got my school bus legislation. I'm sharing with y'all first. Department of Safety is bucking up against my legislation, and I talked to them the other day. Even though I was sick, I went in and called them, and they admit that we're the most restrictive in the nation. To drive a school bus is 20. They moved it to 25. And here's what I get upset with government, and follow my logic here. Guy in Hamilton County, 6 years ago, was driving a school bus. Shouldn't have been driving a school bus. He was 24. The guy ended up, sadly, about 6 children lost their lives, and the guy ended up being charged with rape 2 years later. Remember, he's 24. The state at the time moved it from 21 to drive school bus to 25, like they're going to fix the problem. No, the problem was that thug. The problem was that guy who shouldn't have been a school bus driver, who also is a rapist. They shouldn't have let this dude drive a school bus. So now THP's, or Department of Safety's logic is, we want to be the most restrictive in the nation, yet we've got a shortage of school bus drivers. And I asked them, I said, well, what are your solutions? Well, they were silent. They didn't know what to say. I said, you don't have a solution? You can't just be against them. You can't be in silos. And that's what we see in government. You got this department over here in a silo. You got this other department in a silo. This other one over here not communicating. But yet school bus contractors, they're hurting. And the county don't want to take that thing over. But Clarissa Smith, I think on your show she called me or something, but I think they have to have a 90-passenger school bus. She was saying, and that thing's $210,000 a day, a school bus today. She was saying if you dropped it down, I believe it's a 74, the length of the school bus, how much cheaper it is. And so I said, man, present that to the school board and just get more ideas flowing. But it really is hands-on. It's all hands on deck, whether you're looking at the landfill, the cost of schools, other areas of innovation. I mean, it worries me for my next for my two little grandbabies that I worry about their future. What's it going to be like here in our community? I mean, are we going to see schools just overcrowded? They can't even get to school. Are we going to have more violence on the streets like we see in Nashville? Hopefully it doesn't come to, we kind of think Rutherford County's immune, but we're really not. It's just a matter of 5-10 years before we pick up all the Antioch problems.
A lot of these things that we're talking about here, though, Mike, are not necessarily issues that will be taken up, at the state capitol, but
no.
There has to be some working together with county and state.
I'm looking at, the governor's proposal, $130 million to is added to protect Tennesseans from violent crime, $75 million to improve public safety in Tennessee. Downtown's $38 million for additional 117 state troopers and staff. Now, that the state troopers, for sure, I remember doing a ride-along with THP and another ride along with Deputy Chris Beach and another sheriff's sergeant a couple of years ago, and they were lacking in THP. I mean, I remember them sharing that. The other day I was driving to the chamber event, and here come a THP driving right by me. So has that helped? I think that's one area that does help. Is it going to fix the total problem? No. I mean, it's constantly, it's like the old term, the Japanese management philosophy, Kaizen, constant never-ending improvement. And that's one thing I admired about working at Nissan. Boy, they were always being innovative. I mean, even though they've got their problems right now, they were always looking at cost-cutting measures, trying to improve areas. Even if you had waste, they're trying to find something to do with the waste. How can you use that? Like an old farmer, you know, what can you do to get creative with that? But I do appreciate Mayor McFarland and the commission and Mayor Carr for, you know, this, I don't know what they call this working committee, but those are areas, because your county commission can't solve all the problems. You got to get engineers. You got to get other creative folks involved, folks at the chamber involved. You know, we had a good meeting with the chamber last week, and I don't think not one person in the media covered anything that was mentioned.
Well,
nobody covered anything. I know y'all can't be everywhere.
Well, no, I certainly can't. But, Mike, I guess that's it. Our time's kind of up. I hope you get to feeling better soon. And
Thank you. And thank you for what y'all do, brother.
Appreciate it. All right. Mike Sparks joining us today. State Representative Mike Sparks here on the show. Appreciate him being with us this morning. And if you missed part of our conversation, want to go back and check out the podcast, it will be up in a very short amount of time. WGNSradio.com under podcast and Rutherford Issues, or wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it's iTunes, Google, gosh, YouTube, all of those places, you can find our podcast. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day, everybody.